I have to be honest with you, this week's council meeting in Mehan Lifford, I feel that I didn't get the answer, or more importantly, that the wider community didn't get the answer to a question that I have been raising for a while with them. And the question is very simple. Why isn't it that we don't have enough staff in our marine section? And this isn't a reflection on to the fantastic staff that's already there. But the reality is that in the municipal district that I represent, we have a high number of piers and harbours right across the coastal community and obviously the island community. For example, Cain Rani and Erin Moore, Fiche Bien, Troha Bien, Tamajikwerti La Shohaljenta. We're talking about the possibility of exploring that maybe in Erin Moore that we would move the ferry pier that's there, Agus and Alchaharan. We are talking about Gola, Inishbofin, and many other projects that we would like to see develop. But the reality is we don't have the staff. Now, the council are saying to us that they're waiting for Rinne Gaeltachta to deliver staff to us. But when I speak to Rinne Gaeltachta, which I do on a very regular basis, it doesn't look like that we're going to get the staff. But I do believe that the responsibility of that has to lie with Corlachonda Gunningal. If you look down the Western Corridor, and I'd like to congratulate the islands on the Western Corridor for their hard work and commitment and dedication to achieve the tens of millions that they have for their harbours, and they're absolutely entitled to it. Agus tá Tailteacú. But what about our tens of millions? And by the fact that Corlachonda Gunningal doesn't employ enough staff, it means we're losing out in tens and millions. Our community deserves better. I, as a public representative, will continue to fight this to the best of my ability, and I will not be silenced, and I will continue to look for the answers that I think we deserve as a wider community that I didn't get during the council meeting during the week. And that is not good enough. I welcome the fact that we're going to have a meeting, but what's the value of a meeting in some sense if there's nothing going to be followed through? Our community deserves better.